Hey, everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry, a podcast that talks about all things money, entrepreneurship, and crafting your best life through the intersection of both. This episode, I'm going to talk about how I made almost $2,000 in 6 weeks with my first ebook. Yes, it's a thing, passive income, a lot of lessons learned from this process that I just went through, and I thought I would share it with you today. This episode is sponsored by Make Money with eBooks. If you are looking to publish your first ebook or you're nervous about doing it, please do check out my free webinar and the trial content of that course. I'll have that information in the show notes. You can reach the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/MIMH038. Learn what I've done to help different viewers of that webinar get their books to move to almost the top 10 in their category within the first week of watching the webinar, take action, and just publish their work literally within the first week after watching my webinar. I'm so excited to share this with you. If anything, you do need the course if you're a writer, but even if you don't want the course, I want you to watch the webinar. So make sure you go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/MIMH038. And that's M like Michelle is Money Hungry, MIMH038. Okay, so let's talk. Last week's episode, I kind of briefly touched on some of the recent success I had publishing ebooks. This was something that kind of surprised me. It was a win that I kind of really needed. And I talked about how this previous year of entrepreneurship has not been my favorite year. And I thought that I would go a little deeper on this episode and talk about some of the things that I did to really leverage this win and make things happen in a way that I think will create some sustainable income in the long run, made me income now, and will make you money too. So please do listen to the entirety of the show. There will be 10 action steps, or rather 10 lessons that you'll learn through the course of the episode, and I think it'll be really helpful to you. $2,000 in passive income between July of this year and August. So basically July 1st, 2018 through now. It is August 27th as I release this episode. Please know that for those of you new to me, I'm really kind of known in the personal finance space, and for those few people who are in the space talking about all things Colorado, because I also have a website and podcast about the state of Colorado. So I run Michelle is Money Hungry, the website and podcast, but I also have this other secondary thing that I do. And I have made affiliate income with my blog, as well as other activities, just with my networking and telling people about different affiliates that I think would be of use to them. But I was really getting frustrated because I was like, you know, I really would like to grow my passive income. We are in the digital age. I have so many friends making life-changing income. Why is it that I can't get mine to grow? So I had a couple of issues. I wasn't really creating opt-ins or products that people were excited about. Like, I was excited about them, but for some reason they weren't converting into sales. And so it was just really frustrating. Like, I kept trying and trying, and I was just like, nothing is working. I had some small successes, but still I was like, this is not growing in the way that I really, really need it to. Not even wanted it to at this point. I needed it to happen because I was kind of losing hope that this would be something that would work for me. So this year I decided to take the year off from travel, from conferences, and just really stay home and work, like implement basically all those things you learn when you go to conferences, when you speak to colleagues in the same field, when you talk to thought leaders who are killing it. So we get all this information, but I think a lot of times we get overwhelmed. We get overwhelmed by all the things that we can do. And so then it's hard to make things happen because you're so overwhelmed. You've got data overload. So I stayed at home and I decided that I would implement every business idea or creative idea. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just try everything, like within reason. And so I started trying stuff because either it was going to work or it wasn't. So in the context of this show, I want to talk about my experience writing an ebook. I'd always thought about writing one, but I'd never made the time to do it. I was a little intimidated by the process and I wasn't quite sure what I was going to write about. But then I kept thinking about an article that I'd read on Making Sense of Sense, the website run by Michelle Schroeder Gardner, who I know, who's awesome. And the article was written by a woman who was making passive income writing ebooks. And specifically in this author's case, she was writing romance novels. Now, here's the thing. I love romance novels. I can't get enough of them. And it's really hilarious to me how much I love romance novels. And I'd wanted to try my hand at it, but I'd never, you know, like you're writing naughty scenes and things like that. Like it's a little intimidating. But I kept going back to thinking about that article. And the woman who wrote it was like, well, I published a series of books and I was making about $3,000 a month. And then there was a change and I stopped writing. And if I'd stuck with it, I'd probably would be making $10,000 a month. And I was like, I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with making passive income in a totally different way that has nothing to do with personal finance. Mind you, I have a podcast and blog about Colorado. I'm totally open to any way that that money will come to me. But I also knew that with anything that's digital, any kind of online business model, that they will change, that the opportunities that we have will change. And I was like, you know, I want to get on this because every other opportunity where I kind of slept on it, I lost out. So examples of that would be building an audience on Periscope. There's a reason why I'm really focusing on Instagram stories. One, because I really love them, but because things will change. Growing a community via Facebook, that will change because now Facebook's messing around with the algorithm. So I knew that with ebooks, there was an opportunity and that those windows of opportunity exist to really leverage the system ethically. Let's be clear, ethically. And I was like, I see that opportunity now. Let me just try this out. So I wrote my first romance. And here's the thing. I really love this as an addition to my income model for a couple reasons. It was income separate from anything to do with personal finance. As a person who's written about money for 6 years and who will continue to write about money because I am very mission-driven to help people better their finances, learn from my mistakes, learn from my wins, I just needed other outlets for creativity. And quite honestly, I wanted money coming in from as many revenue streams as possible. So I was excited about the books because I was like, that is fun. I love the fact that I could write as many books as I wanted. So basically, as long as I have creative ideas, I can be writing books. I didn't have to wait for other people to give me work to do. If I have a slow week, I could just write a romance novel. Like literally, the idea of this was just awesome. It was creative. It's a creative idea. I love books. And to be honest, freelance writing for me, though lucrative, drives me crazy as a long-term revenue stream in my business. And the reason why is I don't want to deal with a whole bunch of editors. I'm really lucky because the editors that I work with right now are freaking awesome. But unfortunately, no matter how awesome your editors are, they typically can't move at the pace that you need them to when you want to be super productive. They've got other people that they have to work through, other lines of communication. They have CEOs, they have other people that they're accountable to. And so for me, I was like, I need something else that I can be doing in addition to growing my websites and my podcast that will make me money, that I don't have to wait on other people because it gets on my nerves. It's not their fault. It's just, that's a personality quirk. Other people, it doesn't bother them. It gets on my nerves and I don't want to be dealing with that many people. So that's why I got really excited about this. So I got to work and wrote my first book, and it was published basically like the first week of July. And honestly, I was so freaking amazed by the income that I earned in that first month. It was $540. $532? $500, over $500. Here's the thing about that. That's good money, actually, for passive income, especially for the first month of doing that activity. That $500 was debt repayment money, investment money, Facebook ads money for my business, student loan repayment money. Like, if I were a car person, that was car money. That was a big deal. Here's the thing. I knew that I could continue to grow my earnings by publishing more content. That wasn't a problem. I've been blogging for 6 years and freelancing. It's not like a big deal. There's no limits to my productivity. And I've been in the digital content space as a blogger and podcaster. And I knew that there was something to this. Like, I really was excited. So because of the results, I was like, you know what? I need to share this because I'm excited about this win on a personal level. I needed it. And so I did. I shared with my network via, you know, like my friends just in life. I was like, hey guys, oh my God, I can't believe this. With my blogging friends, my buddies, my private communities that I belong to, and a few other spaces that I'm in. The reactions were even more enthusiastic and excited than mine. So lesson number two with this, and actually I want to make sure I mention what lesson number one was, which is, and I can't find it. Lesson number one from this whole thing is experiment. Experiment. Thomas Edison failed, I think it was like 10,000 times, 9,999 times, and then he made the light bulb. Thank you, Thomas Edison. So lesson number one is experiment. Lesson number two is share your wins and pay attention to the responses to those wins. Now, be clear, when you're sharing your wins, like a win like this, you aren't sharing it with people who don't get it, or who don't give a crap, or who aren't excited about stuff like this. You're sharing it in the right spaces. And so what I noticed about the people who were asking, who were responding to this win, were a couple of things. They were asking a lot of questions. Like, so many questions were coming in. I just couldn't answer them all without like losing my own time, like a lot of time. I also got a lot of like congratulations and DMs. Like, I got a ton of questions, and this happened in every single community that I belonged in. They were communities that didn't necessarily have the same people in them. And so this is when I knew this was something that I needed to pay attention to. So basically I was like, I'm going to be answering these questions like over and over again. And I'm tired. Like, I have to make some money. I have things going on. So lesson number three was solve a problem. All these people were asking me questions. So clearly they had a problem. And that problem was they wanted to write books, but weren't sure how, wanted to experience similar levels of success, but weren't sure how to start. So I was like, my solution would be to create a webinar. So I decided to create a webinar called How to Make $500 a Month with eBooks, because that's what I did. I made $500 a month with my eBooks. As of August, I'm making more than that. I have more than one book published, but it's not crazy. It's just two. So I created this webinar, and people were excited because they loved the following about my story. They loved how fast I actually wrote and published my book and wanted to know, like, how'd you do that? They wanted to connect with passive income earned relatively quickly. People who blog, vlog, or podcast, they know that it can really take a long time to get that passive income growing, especially if you don't have a lot of page views, downloads, or video interactions. So that was a thing. And they loved that it was possible. Like, this was something possible for them. It wasn't out of the reach. So I decided to run a webinar to basically answer all their questions. And then at the same time, I was like, wait a minute, why don't I create a course? Like, my time is money. I spent a lot of time trying to figure all this out. Why don't I create a course? Because it'll be helpful for me. It'll be helpful for other people. Why not? So lesson number four is act, don't think. Basically, I share this information. I decided to do a webinar within like 2 or 3 weeks of sharing. Like, it was very fast turnaround. And once I decided to create the course, I started building it that day. Like, the day I was like, yeah, I'm going to make this course, and then I have a webinar in like 6 days, I literally started building the course immediately. And the thing that I knew was that the webinar specifically would help people get motivated. The webinar would help people get results. The webinar would get me in front of people and gave me an opportunity to sell. In fact, I was completely transparent during the webinar that I was still in the process of building the course. In fact, I was still working on the course 10 minutes before I launched my webinar. And I had to say, I was like, look, guys, I'm still building out the course, still going to be added to. It's a dynamic process, but you will get results. I can't guarantee them. It's America. You got to be careful of your language. But this is what I'm doing, and I want to share with you. Lesson number 5, Lee kind of touches on that. Don't promise results. However, get motivated people in front of the tools they need to take action and win. This is where a lot of people make mistakes. You try to sell to everybody, and you sell to people who are not ready to take action. And so those people that you're getting in front of are not going to help you, okay? You need to get in front of motivated people. And I don't mean motivated to spin. I mean motivated to do, to take action. Within a week of taking my webinar, the testimonials started coming in. I had one gentleman tell me how he took my webinar and that he was able to take the information that I did. His name is Kevin L. Matthews. He's awesome. And I literally did a case study on what he could do with his nonfiction book. And he used the information, the ideas that I shared with them, and his book that had been kind of languishing moved up to number 12 in his niche. And that was a big deal because he was getting really frustrated about why his book wasn't selling. I also motivated another author to explore a different kind of writing. And so they actually gave me a testimonial and feedback on that. So it was really exciting. Like, I had all these people saying, this is what happened because of that one webinar. Don't try to get unmotivated people in front of your solution. They won't take the actions needed to achieve success with your solution. Period. Don't waste your time. Don't waste their time. You don't want to do it. Lesson number 6. You can sell a product before you think you're ready. I could have talked myself into waiting. I could have said to myself, you know, why don't I wait for 6 months of data? But why? Like, why would I do that? I already could see that I was making more in the month of August. I only had one extra book published. I'm working a specific strategy, but really I could tell that this was real. This was a big thing. And so I was like, there's no point in waiting. Sometimes you have to strike while the iron's hot. Don't wait. Sometimes people are ready to hear a solution from you in the moment that you're in, and you have to just jump. I already had data from my personal win. So again, I didn't need 6 months worth of waiting to prove that it was a viable solution. I already knew it was. I had several hundred people sign up for the webinar. I had people watching the replay. I have people currently signing up to watch the free trial, which is the webinar. So I knew that it was a solution that people enjoyed. I didn't need to wait. So I went ahead and I created the course, and I've been selling the course. and I'm very happy. So lesson number 7, which I already knew, is passive income freaking rocks. Okay. Starting in September, I will begin receiving the passive income related to my book venture. This is not including other streams of income that are picking up because we're going into fall and people are spending more money. This income is in addition to the following ways I make money: event sponsorships. I do events here in the city of Denver. Book sales. So now I have the books, they sell. They have money coming in. My business networking accelerator, six week group coaching program. That's a high ticket product, but that gets people results. Blog related affiliate income. My courses make money with ebooks and break up with clients. Break up with clients is an affiliate marketing course specifically created for people with low page views. It's a networking based philosophy on how to grow your affiliate income as you're building your network. So you got to check that out. Podcast sponsors for my Colorado podcast in particular, sponsored posts if they come in. Freelance writing, I do, like I said, it gets on my nerves. I still do it though, it's lucrative, but I didn't want all of my eggs in the freelance writing basket. I wanted to be able to be like, one day I'm out of this. So now I know that probably by the end of this fall, I'll probably stop doing all freelance writing. That is the goal. Ad sales. So this is 10 different ways I'm bringing in income. The majority are passive income. And so the one thing I will say with passive income, in the beginning, it's very active because you're taking a lot of action. But once you've built everything up, it's game on. So lesson number 8, which is kind of a bonus lesson, your network is everything. I am a networking coach, but really, time and time again, your network is everything. You can see this in pop culture. You can see this in politics. You can see this in sports. You can see this everywhere. Your network means everything. If you're not cultivating, growing, and focusing on your network, you will not make as much money as you possibly can. It's just a fact. So several people who know me personally purchased my course. I was sharing something with them that they were wanting to do, and they know, like, and trust me, so they trusted the result that they would get using my resource. They shared my webinar with other people. They gave honest testimonials related to this, the actual success that they achieved with what I shared. They invited me, and this is huge. This is why I love teaching people how to network using my unnetworking philosophy. You want people, thought leaders in your space or in the different spaces that you occupy as a thought leader or entrepreneur, to invite you in to their groups and share what you did. So I have been invited to share what I did and pitch my product in front of other people. That's huge. There's a way to do that. There's a way to do that without pissing off your group admins, but it takes time. So the fact that I had friends who were like, I have friends who are like, we want you to come into our group and share what you did. That's awesome. And that, by the way, happened before they were ever affiliates of my course. So this was happening without any financial win for them. They just were providing additional information and tools for their community. They cheered me on. My network cheered me on and wanted me to win. Please do not neglect growing and nurturing your network. You need to show up for them. You need to support and encourage them. And honestly, when a moment like this comes up, they will do the same for you. Lesson number 9, don't give up. I'm going to be honest, I was feeling really frustrated for the past year. My business was really hard. A lot of things were crazy. I rebranded. I had technical issues on and off throughout the year. I just actually had some tech stuff fixed again a few weeks ago. That's just part of running websites. I got business coaching from the fabulous Amanda Bea, which was wonderful. I networked like a ninja. In fact, I will mention, if you're interested in Amanda Bea's Persuade to Profit course coaching program, which is really about business strategy and marketing, I would definitely have you reach out to her. I will share my information. I have an affiliate link for that so that she knows I sent you. I networked like a ninja because I love that. This is what I teach people. And then I kept trying. Things were kind of coming together, but really not at the pace that I really needed. So trust your instincts when you're only investing time. I trusted my instincts on this. I wasn't investing cash in these endeavors that I was trying. I was just investing time. I was typing books. I was doing webinars. I was changing certain things. I was creating coaching programs. That takes time, but it's not necessarily money that I was spending. If you're spending money, you can't just trust your gut. You need to really spend a little more time breaking down what is going to work or not work with that kind of investment. And in fact, if what I tried didn't work, all I'd lost was TV watching time or exercise time. And that's not a big deal. Lesson number 10, real talk, it really doesn't matter where your passive income comes from. You don't care. Like, I could care less where my passive income comes from as long as it's coming from somewhere and I enjoy where it's coming from. That's it. I literally, if it's come from my blog, my podcast, my books, my courses, I don't care where it comes from as long as I see it hit my account. And you know what? It gets a little addictive. So if you are wondering, like, is passive income worth it? Hell yeah, it's worth it. Anything that comes into your account with you, like when you're sleeping, you get notifications, it is worth it. So please don't doubt that for a second. I love it. It just really doesn't matter. As long as it's growing and it's consistent, it's great. And actually, it's going to be really exciting for me because right now I can't add that income, or I'm not adding that income into my blog income reports, because in my income reports, I do not report income that has not hit my bank account. There's a reason for that, because maybe I haven't hit a certain payout threshold, things like that. So I always wait until it's actually hit my bank account. That's going to happen starting in September. And so actually you're going to see a big difference in my blog income reports really starting in August. So just heads up, I'm very excited. I also do not report my freelance income in those reports, but I've been toying with the idea of kind of showing the difference in reporting unpaid out income versus paid out. Like, you, I think it might be interesting to kind of show readers and talk about it to listeners of the show. I focused on earning money versus page views, and this actually has really made a difference in how I'm approaching business and my business earnings. I want you to really think about the following, and this was something that has been on my mind for a while. There are many well-known bloggers, specifically in the personal finance space, I'm going to talk about that, who have low blog page views but are making well over six figures. They focused on the money and wherever it appeared in their business and grew it. That's it. That's all they did. They focused on the money and they grew it. And what happened was, as a result, they were able to grow their page views. So that is something to really consider when you are kind of feeling like you're struggling and things aren't coming together. If you're like, you know what, I'm really frustrated because I'm trying to grow my page views, but they're not growing and I'm not making money. You know what? Focus on the money. Focus on the money, because you will take actions to grow your money and that will attract people to your successes and to your platform. So that is it for the show. If you have any thoughts, please do email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. Subscribe to the show and leave a review. I would love to get that. Again, if you go to the show notes, michelleismoneyhungry.com/MIMH038, you'll be able to access and connect with the different things that I shared in the episode. If you're an introverted or extroverted entrepreneur and you're trying to grow your income, but you're having a hard time growing your network, please do schedule a free 30-minute discovery call with me. We'll talk about one or two things that you could do to help grow your business and grow your network. I help entrepreneurs make more money one connection at a time. Again, go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/MIMH038 to access the show notes and schedule your networking discovery call with me today.